You're listening to Foch and Friends on the number one hit music station. Wake up in the morning. Power 96.5.
We welcome in Chelsea, also Date Kate from 417 Pedal Tours, Downtown Springfield, and Papo's Pizza, and Katie from Russia. She's from Russia. Welcome, everyone.
Thank you.
You just got back from Texas. Both of you two, Katie and Date Kate, you both drove down to Texas to go see The Weeknd. Now, before we get into your concert experience seeing The Weeknd, because I know this is like your favorite
topic to talk about.
Well, it's your favorite experience that you've had
and
so far
in
America.
Yeah.
I would just like to say this. And I know a lot of people just assume this, that we're in radio, that we get all these concert tickets and everything for free. We don't. I'm not saying that we don't get anything. That's not what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
I'm just saying we did not get tickets for free or some kind of hookup to go see The Weeknd in Texas. So you guys purchased the tickets. Katie from Russia, you purchased the tickets.
I did.
And they were very high. They were the highest you could be in the stadium.
Not in a prize.
Not in
a
prize.
Yeah, I was going to say. Physically. Yes, yeah,
some
high.
Would call them the nosebleeds, right? Nosebleeds.
Some actually. Would say, yes.
Yeah, yeah. And this is AT&T Stadium, where the Dallas Cowboys play. Like, this stadium is
big.
Huge.
Yeah.
Okay. This,
okay.
I get halfway up, and I look at her, and I go, Katie, is this real? And... And I have to keep going. And then she goes, like it. But I mean, like you said, the angle down is was insane.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah. Once you get the high, I mean, the only reason I know this is because of Arrowhead.
Yeah.
Like when you get, I've sat.
Me too.
Sure. Okay. So all the way up, it starts to sway.
Yeah.
The stadium starts to sway, and it gets really steep, and you're really, really high.
Yeah. Like Katie, like almost like went ghost white when I was talking to her, and she like wasn't talking. You could just tell she was uncomfortable.
You afraid of heights?
I was very uncomfortable. I'm not afraid. Well, I don't. Depends on the height, I guess. Not really. Like it's not my top fear for sure, but it was uncomfortable feeling that I'm about to fall. Mm-hmm. On the stage.
Oof.
Which like part of me was like,
well, you were
okay,
so
that's
high
great.
Up I don't think you would have made the stage.
No.
But at least you saw all of it. You could see the whole performance from
we
that
were not
high.
Sitting there though.
No,
we went down to the bar area.
So once again, this is going to see The Weeknd in Dallas, Texas.
Yeah.
So you went down into a different area?
There was like a Pepsi standing room only area.
Yeah.
Okay.
Where Katie found a spot to stand. And I was like, girl, I am not standing an entire concert. That's just not my thing.
Well, she said that your knee hurt or something.
Okay. Let's unpack that
what's
too.
What's going on?
Okay. So I wore these Doc Martin boots I had these tights on and socks. And then Katie was so excited. Like right when we got into the stadium, she was like, okay, this is how we go up. If you've ever been to a football stadium, you can like wait and walk into the middle of it and go up the escalator, or you can walk the entire stadium. We walked the entire stadium, and then my boots, for whatever reason, rubbed not my knee, the skin off of the back of my ankles. Like there was blood in my socks.
That's so true.
Okay, so then we go all the way up, and like my heels are like on fire. So it was not my knee. It was my heels that had rubbed, like there was blood in my socks. It was bad.
So you sat at the nosebleed. Like
I sat up there
for
a little bit, but I moved down to the Pepsi area.
So let me ask you this. Katie said that it was like the best show and best experience of your life.
Yeah.
What'd you think of The Weeknd?
Oh, he was fine. He was good.
Fine.
I'm also not the biggest fan of The Weeknd. Like, I don't dislike him.
Yeah.
But I didn't even know half the songs. I only knew the songs.
Because he played, like, some OG songs.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, she knew every
deep
song.
Cuts.
Their tears came out of her eyes.
Yeah.
Well, her and her new friends.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Her new friends.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Save those tears.
Yeah, she did
I
not
see
save
you
the
did
tears.
For another day.
Wow.
Okay, but at the end of the concert, so... She's like in the element, like in her moment. And I like pull like a Mean Girls like mom moment. And I was like, Katie, look at me. I was going to take a picture of her in the moment. And so I did. And then the usher lady came over to me and she goes, is that your daughter?
Oh,
guys,
no.
Guys, I was like, because I literally pulled like a Mean Girls mom moment where I'm like standing in the crowd
and
filming.
It went back and bit you.
Oh my gosh. I literally laughed so hard. I was like, I should have said yes, but I said
yeah.
And then we like did the math. I was like, oh man, I would be so young if that was my daughter.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Okay.
What? Yeah.
All right. So good experience overall seeing The Weeknd this past weekend in Dallas, Texas. I'm glad to see that you guys survived.
We made it back.
Seemed to be like there was a lot of adventures.
Botch and Friends, 6 to 10 weekdays on Power 96.5.